she's gonna come on strong, like she'll love you all night long, like it's going out of style. Then she'll leave you with a smile. Oh, she's gonna love you, she's gonna leave you with a smile. Oh, she's gonna love you, she's gonna leave you with a smile.
Country 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden travels to the Southwest today, where he will formally apologize to the indigenous community for the federal government's role in operating Native American boarding schools. Thousands of children were taken from their parents and put into those schools. Many were abused. Hundreds died. Counting down the days until the election, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris both in Texas. She appears with Beyonce in Houston. He'll be on the Joe Rogan podcast in Austin. New report today about Elon Musk.
Musk has emerged as a major Trump supporter. And now a new report claims Musk and Russian President Vladimir Putin have been in contact since 2022. The Wall Street Journal says the discussions touch on personal topics, business and geopolitical tensions. Musk has not commented on the report. Any ties with Putin could come into question if Musk ends up playing a role in a Trump administration.
ABC's Perry Russum. Eric and Lyle Menendez could get out of prison soon. Los Angeles DA George Gascon recommending resentencing for the brothers. This is ABC News. Police in Detroit say a recently installed statue honoring a local Tuskegee airman has been stolen from Rouge Park. Earlier this year, the statue of Jackie Robinson was also stolen from a public park. In Colorado, a new legal battle over elephant equity.
Activists with the Non-Human Rights Project are suing the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo, claiming five elephants in captivity are being unlawfully imprisoned and should be protected by habeas corpus, meaning they should not be held captive without legal justification. The zoo, fighting back, saying one requirement of habeas corpus is that the benefiting party will go free. Our elephants cannot go free because they cannot survive without human care.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. In Los Angeles tonight, a lot of sports and a lot of traffic. The Dodgers face the Yankees in Game 1 of the World Series. The Lakers will be hosting the Phoenix Suns. The USC Trojans play Rutgers. And there's an East LA Classic football game as well. This is ABC News.
Shop Macy's lowest prices of the fall today for the season's best prices on what you need now. Save 40 to 60% on new styles to get you ready for cooler temps. Like cozy coats for your crew, the perfect sweaters for layering, and more fall wardrobe updates. Plus, don't miss amazing specials for you and your home. So good, they won't last. At Macy's.
Okay, everyone, what did you think of the chocolate bar?
It's too chewy.
It feels kind of chalky.
Too much nougat.
I need to go brush my teeth.
Business is booming for Steph's small marketing research firm.
After all these focus groups, there's only one conclusion. I need more researchers.
And she's way too busy researching.
Does this have peanuts?
To waste time researching resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Persistent printer problems plague early voting in Wisconsin. For a third straight day Thursday, labels which poll workers affixed to absentee ballot envelopes were taking as long as 15 minutes each to print. It remained unclear what the glitch was, but it involved use of WisVote, the state's voter registration database. The Green Bay Packers agreed to offer the city of Green Bay the money it wants in an extended lease for Lambeau Field. Team offered rent with an annual escalator of 2.75% for 30 years, starting at about $1 million, and also said it would invest $1.5 billion in the stadium, which taxpayers wouldn't be obligated to pay for. And the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development reports over 189,000 working-age individuals with disabilities were employed in the state in 2023. That's a second straight year of record-high employment for Wisconsin workers with disabilities.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick.
Fast play, fast play.
Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has scratch games, lotto draw games, and fast play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
I'm Terry Schoonover, candidate for Assembly in District 29, which runs along the Mississippi River from Trempealeau in the south to Prescott in the north and over to Blair in the east. Our rural schools are hurting. Since 2010, the revenue limit on our school districts has fallen behind inflation by $3,300 per student. That's a huge reduction. Our kids are losing out. As your representative, my first priority will be to increase state funding for our rural schools. I'd appreciate your vote for Assembly on November 5th, paid for by Schoonover for 8029, Bill Brueger, Treasurer.
This season, get premium tech that inspires joy from Dell Technologies. Bring projects to life with the XPS 16. It delivers supercharged processing for enhanced productivity and freedom to express yourself. Performance class Dell PCs with Intel Core Ultra processors deliver a dedicated engine to help accelerate AI. Enjoy free shipping, Dell rewards, and expert support. When you get a Dell PC with AI, it gives back. Shop now at Dell.com/deals.
What's better than one win? Three wins. With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today, 60, with wind northwest at 10 to 15. Tonight, clear, 32. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 57. Then on Sunday, mostly sunny, with a high right around 63. For amazing fall and winter getaways and holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, it's been a long time. Glad to see your face. I knew we'd meet again another time, another place. Can't believe it's been so many years. You better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit. You know I always knew you'd take the business route. You were always the one to follow the light. And you look like you're doing all right, yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight. But I guess I'm doing all right. I'm all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight. So I guess I'm doing all right. Younger, they thought we were crazy, but we have the hunger. We kept a lot of friends, skipped a lot of class, been on top of the world and knocked on our. We lost touch, we lost in love, we lost our minds when things got tough. But beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing alright. Oh, I'm alright. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing alright. Well, I hate to see this evening, and God only knows when I'll see you again. Just send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call, that would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family, and tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I said I miss them, but I'm doing all right.
Sunset sky. Checking my watch, doing the math in my head, counting backwards to when you said goodbye. Will those runway lights get brighter? I'm just sitting out here watching airplanes take off. Too high, so am I. So I'm just sitting out here watching airplanes take off and fly. Airplanes take off and fly. I'm just sitting out here watching airplanes take off.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
With your head in your hand and a guilty grin. just sit and wait at home. But I walk miles behind these walls without getting anywhere at all. And I think I've had enough of going down that road. Don't you try to come through my door. I can't watch you leave anymore. When you go, we both fall. When you go, we both fall. Hope you walk away. And I walk the door.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Lori Morgan and we both walk here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, and we have temperatures in the 40s across the region. Sunshine returns today. We'll have our ag weather forecast in this hour. Also this hour, CJ Smith is at the National FFA Convention. We're going to find out some of the things going on at the National FFA Convention this hour in our Newsmaker segment. And later on this morning at about 9:10, we wrap up our spotlight this week with Alpha Long Farms and Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin as we find out about some of the things the farm does on a volunteer basis. A lot of things that they do. We'll have that to interview here coming up this morning at 9:10. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and this is an evaluation and a new model that's coming out of all places in Australia. And this was presented by Drs. Gooden and Lean and the Journal of Dairy Science in the August 31, 2024 Press Alert edition. We know that acidosis is kind of a long-term concern in the dairy industry here. There are two types of acidosis, and beef cattle especially call clinical acidosis, which has a lower pH below 5.5 for extended periods of time. But in dairy, clinical acidosis typically will be in that 5.5 to 5.8 or below 6 time is spent there. And it's estimated about 10 to 26% of the cows in early lactation suffer from that. There's been a new model that was developed by the Australians. They're calling it the Bramley Acidosis Model, or abbreviated BMA. And so it looked beyond just looking at rumen pH. It said, what are some of the other factors, both in the research lab and on farms, that could be considered that can affect this modeling effect on cows? So let's take a look at what's happening in the lab. First of all, they said to refining that. Protozoa is a plus. Protozoa will engulf some of the starch, therefore prevents it from being fermented by the bacteria rapidly in the rumen program, although protozoa are sensitive to rumen pH. Another one in the lab is looking at the amount of lactic acid. Lactic acid is being produced, and if it's over 10 millimolar in the rumen, that indicates a challenge with hydrogen production in the rumen itself. Another one is rumen ammonia, and when rumen ammonia gets too low, that restricts the amount of growth, and if it gets adequately higher, that will increase production of rumen VFAs, and that can affect propionic acid, and that is one of the challenge VFAs. Valerate is another one that can affect the rumen pH, and if that level gets over 2.4 millimolar, then that too can also impact rumen pH in the program. They also looked at rumen lameness as being a risk factor that farmers report, but is not histamine-driven. Their model would say that that's not due to histamine, and maybe due to such things as cow comfort and walking conditions. So that's what the research would do in the lab if you took samples. What about on-farm? Well, their model would predict that rumination time is important, so as it decreases, that would predict more rumen acidosis. Using the milk fat to milk protein ratio, meaning that there is more protein and then fat, would be another indication that we're having rumen acidosis on the farm. Certainly the farm can have the nutritionists look at diets that are certainly that are low in NDF, low in physically effective NDF, high in starch, for example, would be risk factors that would lead to acidosis. Another thing we could look at is rumen fill. In other words, if you look at the left side of the cow, if it seems distended, that would indicate cows are eating less feed. And here in the future, we may have on-farm some boluses or inserts, electronic inserts, that we can actually use to monitor the actual pH in the rumen of the animal. In the future, we'll be doing some more genetic evaluation. We know some cows are more prone to cause acidosis. Bill, we did a study at Wisconsin as a grad student, and we did a 16-cow Latin square, and one of those 16 cows never dropped below 3.7. The other 15 did. And then, of course, the rumen bacteria. Cows are very unique, having unique rumen bacteria patterns, as discovered in research. So our take-home messages are that SARA, or subacute rumen acidosis, is a continuous problem, and cows can recover when we correct for it. The Bradley acidosis model can provide further evidence to refine when we can expect losses. On-farm applications is difficult, but we do have such things as changes in milk, fecal consistency, and components can be factors. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now. A speedy harvest season is getting faster.
The way things are going these days for corn and soybean harvesting,
it looks like we are going to wrap up this harvest earlier than normal.
A lot earlier than normal, USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
We continue with open weather across much of the plains, the Midwest, the South, and with very few exceptions, we are rolling along very quickly on this autumn fieldwork season. Producers are starting to switch now from soybeans, which were mostly harvested early, back to corn. And that has put the harvest number for corn up to 65% by the 20th of October. And so that just leaves very little of the corn in harm's way at this point.
Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing, if you join before October 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee, so you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is October 30th, so call now, you'll save even more. Here's the number, 866-89-BIBLE. That's 866-89-BIBLE. 866-89-BIBLE.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
When I saw you buying Cosmo in a Hot Rod magazine, I said to myself, now there's a girl for me. And when I asked you to go for a ride, you stole my heart when you said, if I can drive, I
then I knew you were my kind of girl. And when we started talking, I could not believe my ears. You said you were a Braves fan even through the rotten years. You quoted William Faulkner and Martin Luther King. You said your favorite movie star would always be James Dean. And when we went to dinner, you wore blue jeans with your pearls. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. You marched to the beat of a different drum. The funny thing is that I hear the same one. We both like the color outside of the lines. We're peas in a pod, girl, we're two of a kind. To love, I thought about a kiss, but I wasn't quick enough. I guess while I was thinking, you were reading my mind, 'cause you wrapped your arms around me and you pressed your lips to mine. You sent my head a spinning just like a tilted world. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. You sent my head a spinning just like a tilted world. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Vince Gill, Liza Jane here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, 46 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, they're lower. November down 5 to 2022. December down 12 to 2028. January down 8 to 2012. February down 11 to 1972. Cheese markets, barrels down 3.25 to 187.5. 40-pound block steady at 192. One trade a barrel on the day. Cash butter down 0.5 to 265. Four trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 136. No trades. Dry whey up 0.25 to 16.5. Six trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets for today, they could have a mixed type of open, as we'll have that cattle on feed report. Now, southern cattle traded for $1.90 and northern cattle traded for $2.98. Both were $2 higher. That is going to provide some big support to the cattle markets. But again, we have that cattle on feed report as well. That could limit some of the gains. Meanwhile, hog markets, they are still looking for some type of fundamental support in the market as well. And that is what's been pressuring the markets as of late. They really don't see that fundamental support. We could continue to see drops in the hog market today. October live cattle opened the day at 189.30, December 189.25, February 189.95. October feeder cattle open at 249.40, November 248.52, January 245.52. December hogs open at 78.65, February 82.80, April 86.25. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly lower. There was a correction in the palm oil market yesterday. That's pressuring the markets. Now, while energy markets are moving somewhat higher today, there was a big break in those energy markets yesterday, along with some still harvest pressure and some positive weather in South America for the soybean planting. And even in the U.S. winter wheat and even the European and Black Sea region winter wheat areas, that is still providing some pressure to the market this morning. December corn down 3.75 to 417.75. March down 3.5 to 431.5. May down 3 to 438.75. New crop 25 down 2.25 to 441.25. November beans down 9.75 to 986.5. January down 8.5 to 996.5. March down 7 to 1009. New crop 25 down 5.5 to 1030.75. December soybean meal down 220 to 308.20. December soybean oil down 42 cents to 43.91. Chicago wheat, December and March both down 7.25. December at 574.25. March at 593.5. Minneapolis wheat, December down 5 to 613. March down 5.5 to 634.25. Energy markets, a bit of a recovery this morning. December crude oil up 51 cents to 70.70. January up 52 cents to 70.36. November and December gas both up a cent, November at 203, December at 2 even. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Introducing Riverside Plaza, now open at the shop bays of Napa Auto Parts in Durand. Riverside Plaza is a Napa Auto Care Center offering expert service at a price you can afford. Get oil changes starting at just $22.50, plus oil and filter, including a full inspection and fluid top-off. Riverside Plaza also provides tire sales, repairs, fleet maintenance, diagnostics, and wheel alignments. Enjoy convenient drop-off and loyalty rewards. Open until 6 p.m. daily and Saturdays by appointment. Riverside Plaza, 403 West Madison Street, downtown Durand.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric spray-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric spray-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand. Cash corn 352, December 357, January 356, new crop 25, 384. Cash beans 911, December 920, January 925, new crop 25, 946. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 350, 6.5, November 360, 1.5, December 370, 1.5, and January at 382. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn at 369, December at 386, January 395. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash in November corn 366, cash beans 921, January 925. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 371, New Crop 25, 393. Cash Beans, 896. New Crop 25, 946. At Red Wing Grains, Cash Corn, 382. November, 382. April, 417. New Crop 25, 423. Cash Beans, 960. November, 964. April, 996. New Crop 25, 978. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, Cash Corn, 369. January, 374. Cash Beans, 927. January, 933. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 176 to 194, Holstein fed cattle 158 to 180, market cows 102 to 127, bulls 134 to 159, calves 400 to 1010, beef steers 231 to 375, Holstein steers 204 to 355. Sheep markets, market lambs 160 and down, light lambs 170 and down, ewes 87 and down, rams 90 and down, goat markets, does 110 and down, bucks 150 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 180 to 188.50, finished beef heifers 180 to 186.75, finished dairy steers 168 to 178.50, market cows 95 to 119, market bulls 127 to 157, hog markets, market hogs at 65 to 90, light sows 56 to 65, heavy sows 58.75 to 66, boars 20 to 27. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Hi, everyone. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, listen up, because you could be entitled to significant compensation. We have legal professionals standing by right now to take your call, and they'll tell you if you qualify for a cash settlement. Call 800-570-0200. That's 800-570-0200. Call now and find out how much money you could potentially get.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check that your seats aren't in the visitor section first before buying tickets.
I'm so excited for this game. I can't believe you got us tickets.
Me too. Wait, are we on the wrong side?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
This is going to be a long game.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Well, I was raised in a sophisticated kind of style. Yeah, my taste in music and women drove my folks hack wild. Mom and Dad had a plan for me. It was debutantes and the symphonies. But I like my music hot, I like my women wild. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed. Too much lipstick and a too much rouge. It leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. You should have seen the looks on the faces of my dad and mom when I showed up at the door with a date for the senior prom. They said, well, pardon us, son, she ain't no kid. That's a cocktail waitress in a Dolly Parton wig. I said, I know it, Dad, ain't she cool? That's the kind I dig. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed. Too much lipstick and a too much rouge. Gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. I like my women just a little on the trashy side.
alive and with a heart of gold. Yeah, I like them brassy, I like them brazen and bold. Well, they say that opposites attract. Well, I don't agree. I want a woman just as tacky as me. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed. Too much lipstick and too much rouge gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Yeah, I like my women and I like them on the trashy
some girl from Denver. Then my sister came over, had the Sunday paper with her. There was the girl on the social page, looking in love and all engaged. We decided she don't take a very good picture. It may be my family's a redneck nature of an upbringing. Ladylike behavior. It sure ain't Christian to judge a stranger, but I don't like her. She may be an angel who spends all winter bringing the homeless blankets and dinner. A regular Nobel Peace Prize winner, but I really hate her. I'll think of a reason later. Horns and blacked out her tooth with a marker. Childish, yes, but she made such a thin little target. I couldn't be happier on my own, but I've got the slightest of a jealous bone, and seeing her with him tends to enlarge it. Well, it may be my family's a redneck nature of an ladylike behavior. It sure ain't Christian to judge a stranger, but I don't like her. She may be an angel who spends all winter bringing the homeless blankets and dinner. A regular Nobel Peace Prize a winner, but I really hate her. I'll think of a reason later. Baldness to cancer, salt of the earth and a real good dancer, but I really hate her. I'll think of a reason later. Well, it was just one tooth.
We got you covered from Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Start to dance. Well, I can't foretell the future, but my heart clearly sees your hand in mine for a long, long time. If you could just believe and take a leap of
trust in me like I trust in you. There's no rain or fire that we can't go through. The first step's always the hardest one to take. It's a leap of faith. I understand all your doubts and fears of laying your heart on the line. But aren't you afraid of just throwing away a love like yours and mine? I know your heart's been broken. You've been let down before. Though the stakes are high, give it one more try. This time you can be sure. Take a leap of faith, cast away your doubt. Darling, come what may, we can work it out. A love that's real will always find a way. And if you'll trust in me like I trust in you, there's no rain or fire that we can't go through. The first step's always the hardest one to take. It's a leap of it's always the hardest one to take. It's a leap of faith.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Moneykins. Well, more than 70,000 students wearing blue corduroy jackets are in Indianapolis this week for the 97th National FFA Convention and Expo. CJ Miller has more.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and it almost feels like a family reunion.
And that's Amara Jackson, who hails from Corunna, Michigan, who's serving out her final week as National FFA President. The event kicks off Wednesday and runs through Saturday. She says one of the highlights of the event is the expo at the Indiana Convention Center, which features more than 300 different exhibitors. And those include ag colleges such as Purdue and Michigan State. And they also include some of the country's top ag businesses like Corteva Agriscience and Case IH.
That expo is a great chance for students who maybe are unsure of their next step after high school to kind of figure out and have conversations in the agriculture industry of what could be that next step for them. That is the best place to walk around and have conversations with like-minded people to ensure your future success.
Meanwhile, inside Lucas Oil Stadium, which is literally across the street, the convention's sessions are underway.
During that time, students are getting awarded for different leadership and career development events, agri-science fair projects, proficiency awards, you name it. So it's a great time to learn what kind of project or contest you'd like to be involved in next year while watching other students get recognized at a national level.
What's Amara's advice for those coming to the National FFA Convention and Expo?
I encourage you to do as much as you can possible. Soak up each and every experience. Find some time to go to the expo. Find some time to go to multiple sessions. Find some time to explore and to meet people. There's no reason we can't walk away with more friends than what we came with. And so I encourage you to just be present, even when your feet might hurt from walking, and just continue to enjoy and find ways to get involved and engage.
And for more information about the 97th National FFA Convention and Expo in Indianapolis, visit convention.ffa.org. I'm CJ Miller.
Thanks, CJ. And there's also members of FFA from Western Wisconsin in attendance at the National Convention. You're listening to WRDN.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
While some much-needed rain fell overnight, the dry weather will continue now in our ag weather forecast. Plenty of sunshine is expected. We'll have temperatures at seasonal norms for the weekend, but then things begin to warm up next week back to above normal, and we will see some additional chances for some showers. Sunshine throughout the day today, highs 55 to 60, relative humidities at 37 to 42%, northwest winds at 8 to 13, 9 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear, lows 27 to 32, relative humidities at 91 to 96%, northwest winds at 5 to 8. For Saturday, sunshine, highs 53 to 58, relative humidities at 30 to 35%. Light winds becoming southwest at 5 to 7, 8 hours of sunshine. For Sunday, sunshine warmer, highs 60 to 65, south winds at 7 to 12. For Monday, partly sunny, highs 70 to 75. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain, highs 75 to 80. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 60 to 65. And for Thursday, partly sunny, another chance of a shower, highs 50 to 55.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
A lot can happen in 25 years, especially in the swamps of Washington, D.C. When we first elected her, Tammy Baldwin focused on Wisconsin. But Baldwin changed. Today, she rakes in campaign cash from left-wing groups and does their bidding. Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. She supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Baldwin even voted to send stimulus checks to criminals in jail, including the Boston Marathon bomber. We thought we knew Tammy Baldwin, but she's changed. Now, it's time for us to make a change. Replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Thistles are pesky plants to control because of their vast root systems. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. When it comes to getting rid of them, timing is everything, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Through your pastures and scout for thistles. The wily weeds propagate very quickly and choke out any grasses growing there. Animals won't graze near them because of their prickly spines and unpalatable flavor, which can lead to overgrazing in other areas. Chris Proctor is a weed management extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says the best time to control biennial and perennial thistles is now through early November, when the weed is at its most vulnerable in the rosette stage.
The plants are just small at that point. And so if we're talking, you know, herbicide controls, generally speaking, the smaller the plants, the more effective the control is. I'd say the other part is they're still actively growing. Once they go through winter, they kind of have to harden themselves off to survive winter. And so if you can catch them in the fall as a rosette, they haven't gone through that overwintering process and that dormancy process. And so you tend to have more effective control.
Small populations are much easier to control than larger, more robust populations. Mowing, burning, and digging out the plants will weaken them and may help the effectiveness of herbicides. But keep in mind that there is no one-and-done silver bullet when it comes to good thistle control.
You're not going to kill all those rhizomes and those deep-rooted plants in 1 year. If you got a pretty well-established stand, it's going to be a multi-year process to manage it. So one of the keys is preventing these weeds from setting seed. If they go to seed, you're extending the amount of time it's going to take to get ahead of it. So part of this is controlling the seed bank.
Using good cultural practices that result in vigorous, dense, and uniform stands will help keep pastures competitive with invading weeds. Learn more about battling thistles at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Just a little bit south of Saskatoon, take my guitar for boarding room. Met a little girl, her name was June, a little bit south of Saskatoon. Me and Junie Mae, we got on fine, till I had to move on up the line. Promise that girl I'd be back soon, a little bit south of Saskatoon. Went up to Nome to see the sights, had a yen to watch the northern lights. But I had my mind on my sweet June, a little bit south